5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Yeah, I might take the gear off and do a bit of twerking.
Put moron number two on the phone.
They may be able to Photoshop man boobs out of it.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Woo, and don't we feel good today? Melbourne is turning it on. It is hump day. We will steer you through that and get you sliding down the other side of the hump as we head towards a bumper weekend, a long weekend for us. Victorians and Melburnians, fantastic stuff. Big show coming up on your hump day edition. Jake the Snake Kostecki. Billy, you hit him with some of the hardest hitting questions I think he's ever had.
You've got the
hump day quiz.
I can't believe Jake's coming back on.
I can't either after what you put him through last time. We'll have a joke and a heap of sport to get through. But as always, the fabric, the man, the glue of this show and this station, Mr. Anthony William Brownless, welcome.
Should be higher up in the media awards that we'll talk about
very shortly.
Touch
on that in a
minute. Where have you been today, Daze? You're all dressed up like a golfer.
Yeah, I've been to Rosebud Country Club, Bill. Old Goat Bud down there, the Augusta of the Peninsula. And
beautiful.
Beautiful day. Bit of sun, one of my mate's birthdays down there. Oh. So we snuck around for 18 holes and then fanged it back to get here.
You know who's a member at Rosebud?
Who?
Maxie, my boy Slapsy. Oh, he loves it.
It's fantastic.
Loves Rosebud. So, good work. And g'day to you, Rabs.
Closest to that was 10,177 back in 1993. Jeez.
Absolutely butchered that. Please, I see Daisy a lot on social being highlighted with all the good things he does for Triple M. Please cut that 15 seconds up. And if anyone can make any sense of what he just said, I will stand nude in the boardroom at Triple M.
He got you. He caught you out, didn't he?
Oh, Bill, I absolutely butchered it, though. We were having a stat off and going back and forth, and I bit off more than I could chew and absolutely rooted it. Buggered it up.
Buggered it. Thank you. Speaking of that, what about Campbell Brown on his podcast? Now, what's going on here? What's he let go?
Well, he can tell the story, and then we'll come back to it.
They're at this club. Level 3, doggies are level 2. Remember, they hate each other. They're hanging over the rails, giving it to the doggies boys, right? Getting real heated, real personal. You come down, we'll come up, right? We're going to fight
you. Halfway.
We'll meet you halfway, right? And it would have been unbelievable. Imagine that. Like the two teams that played in the grand final on the Saturday, punching on at a club on a Monday. It didn't come to blows because a player from Melbourne and a player from the Western Bulldogs that are best mates, used to live together, may still do, they met halfway between level 2 and level 3, right, safe ground, and negotiated a peace treaty.
So that is Campbell Brown speaking of tensions between the Western Bulldogs players and the Melbourne players at a Perth Knights club night spot only days after the grand final. And
No
from you, Fat?
Not from me, because we all love Campbell, right? One of the greats out there, and if you want to have a frothy, go with the dog. But I think he's added a bit of mayo here because I have it on good authority, Daisy, and I have spoken, and Rabsy will confirm this, to someone who was actually there at the nightclub. Might be mixed up with one of the teams, okay?
Yes.
So he was there, and he said nothing like that really happened. The only thing that really happened was Melbourne came in, the doggies were there, and that's true on different levels. But Melbourne, of course, who won the grand final, all of a sudden, and Melbourne didn't ask for this, the club put on Melbourne theme song.
Oh, okay, so there was a bit of a...
So then the doggies going, oh, what's going on there? But then 5 minutes later, they played the Western Bulldogs theme song. So that was okay. And then later in the night, both teams were seen mingling and having a drink together.
Okay, so don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. A little bit of that one going on?
I think so. Is that right, Rabs? Have I summed it up?
That's exactly what we heard just before.
From someone who was there. Mm.
Okay.
But luckily enough...
So you're willing to go and scrap Campbell Brown in the streets and...
Well, I'll take him on. He's only a little... I know he's a fighter, but fair dinkum, I'd just give him one to the guts and I'd lose my fist. But luckily enough, I went and saw his old man, Mel.
Oh,
and
yes.
I caught up with Mel and... And I said, have you spoken to your son, Mel?
No, I haven't. And can you go and get
to get out of my life and out of my property and ring up and make a time like every other that's got any manners. Okay?
Oh,
that's a good get by you.
I know.
He wasn't too happy to see you there, Bill.
I was in his garage. Yeah. I shouldn't have probably been there. I should have just been out in the gutter.
Well, that's one of the great media performances. Yes. And while we're speaking of that, there is a list come out of the top 50 media performers of 2021. Now, it's written by a bloke called Scott Gullen, yes.
He's all right. He's a good Geelong boy.
Is he?
Scott
Gullen. I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of him?
I'm not bitter and twisted because I didn't make the top 50. 2022
right,
could be my
top,
years.
Well, top 10.
Well, I've gone through. 8 of the top 11 are Fox footy people. So there's some...
Just for the people out there, go through.
We'll start at number 10. We'll work our way back. Yeah. 10 was Jonathan Brown, does a fantastic job. The Chief at 9, Triple M Zone. Caroline Wilson in at 8.
Didn't she have some scoops this year, by the way?
She did not get it wrong either. Kingy, the big solar panel in the back of his seat, he's there at 7. JB at 6.
Jim, at 6.
He'll be flat. Oh. He will be spewing.
Sucked in.
Jim, unlucky. Hutto, Chubba Chup at 5.
Yep.
The big alpaca at 4.
What?
Nick Riewoldt.
The alpaca. Well done, yep.
With the quote, gets a bump up for showing form on Celebrity MasterChef, so... you're right with that. 3 is Mark Robinson, who we haven't seen for a while.
No,
2, Jared.
We have not seen or heard from him for 3 months, Robbo.
No, and 1, Gary Lyons. So there's your top 10. Brian's name?
No, you know where you saw Brian's name?
Where?
At number 20.
Oh boy, wowee.
Kane Corns at 13, which I didn't mind. I don't mind Cornsy. I like Cornsy because I work with him, and Lordo at 18. But Brian, wowee. Oh, that's it.
Oh boy.
And Sarah Jones at 35. So there's plenty there. There's obviously, it just goes to show how many people there are talking about football. Did he get a run?
Mark Howard at 32. He won't be happy with that.
Michael Wilson, the photographer, snuck in there at 41. And poor old Daisy and Fat, just pull your socks up and be better. What about Bill? The NBA, our boy Patty Mills, he's on fire still.
Oh, mate. What's he done overnight?
No, he's just pumped out 21 points. Of course, he had the record for the most consecutive three-pointers the other day at 10.
Yep.
He didn't have such a great game on the back of that, but he's bounced back. He led his team to 104-90 win over the Washington Wizards.
The greatest sixth man ever. Is that it? That what he'll be, Raps?
Oh, that's a big call. He's only played 3 games.
Well, no, he's played more than that, but he's getting better the older he gets. I think we said that the other day. Hey, the Matildas, they've done well again. They played Brazil, and it was 2-2, another good game. So they're going nicely, the Matildas. Well done to them.
12,500 people packed it out as well, Bill. So that's good numbers watching the great spectacle that is the Matildas at the minute. Sam Kerr on the scorer sheet again.
Yeah.
No surprises there.
Star, absolute star. And the one that the whole world, sporting world's talking about over there in the World Cup, hasn't that thrown up some doozies already with results and things like that? But it's the South African team who were told by their cricket board to take a knee, and Quinton de Kock, who's their best batsman probably, their best player, he actually walked out of the cup match. He didn't play because he didn't want to take a knee, and it's blown up. So what are your thoughts there, Days?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Obviously, you know, supporting the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it throughout the F1 grid where every race, championed by Lewis Hamilton, the drivers get it down on one knee. Some of them don't. They stand there, but they're still there in solidarity. Just an interesting one, just how this is. And obviously, racism around the world is bad. In South Africa, it's still very rife, and the history that they've come from too. So to have a star player walk out and make a stand.
Mm. The other interesting side of it is that is the taking the knee just a token gesture? Is it a token action? Whereas if you hear the people talk about Quinton de Kock, they say he's unbelievable for racism and does a lot of work for the coloured people over there. So, and you're told by the cricket board, surely the team should get together and they form some sort of action.
Come up with their own ideas and their own plan rather than being a clear directive from you will do it this way.
You will do this, exactly.
And you're right, with the different races and
religions
over there, to be told you all have to fit under the one banner, I think this is where that one lies and has become a bit of a tricky one. So we'll wait and see if it affects their on-field performance.
Well, they won the game, actually. They won.
Gave the Windies a touch-up, wasn't it?
Well, the poor old West Indies, they're virtually out of the tournament now. They've lost their two games, and if you lose two, you're in trouble. But I tell you who are absolute flying is the Pakistanis. They are on fire, and you never know with them. You don't know if they're going to turn up or not, but have they turned up to this tournament? They are on fire, and they defeated New Zealand by 5 wickets. So, and they're good. When they're going, they're very, very good. The Aussies play Sri Lanka, Saturday night, I think it is.
How are your boys, the Bangers, going?
Yeah, they're all right. They're going to be okay. But there was a bit going on there too the other night. But no, I've dropped off the Bangers. The Aussies, come on, they've got to win, and away we go. But it's good fun. It's not a bad tournament, this.
Plenty happening there is, Bill, and plenty happening on this show. Still to come. And who? Coming up next, your boy, Jake the Snake.
Now, you went around, but this is what happened last time. Jake Kostecki was on our show.
Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What?
You don't have to say that. That's why I've got my middle name.
And you went to ask a question and just gave up.
Yeah. I did. I think I'd been working too hard at that stage.
Well, Take Two's coming up next. Oh, no. Jake Kostecki, Supercars Drivers, joining us on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
Oh, no.
Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app and on your radio. And we are joined by one of the rising stars in the supercar circuit, Jake Kostecki.
For the first time in 3 months, the supercars are back on track this weekend.
Red Coast Supercars Championship. Let's do it all again.
As he prepares for 4 straight weekends of racing in Sydney, please welcome Jake the Snake, Jake Kostecki.
Ah, Jake the Snake, thank you very much for coming back to the Rush Hour, especially after what was dished up to you last time by our very own Billy Brownless.
How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car? When you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
Yeah. What a line of questioning is this?
How are you going with the female side of things, Jake? G'day, Jake. It's Billy. Great to have you back on board. I don't know what happened there. I was tired and emotional. I'm sorry about that. But how are you, mate? Because, of course, you grew up in Perth, and then I think we spoke to you last time. You're living up in the Gold Coast, and now you're coming to Melbourne to live.
Yeah, g'day, Billy. Thanks for having me back. There was a little bit of an intro there. Yeah, it's exactly right. I've signed a new deal for next year, so I'll be coming to what the Victorians say, the greatest state there is.
Yeah, well, the greatest lockdown state, but we're open now, mate, so look out. So have you had a good look around Melbourne? Do you know where you'll be living? Will you be out the west? Will you go across the Westgate Bridge and live west, or are you an inner city man? Where do you think?
Well, I'm not too sure at the moment. I'd say, what do they call it, around the bay or something like that?
Yeah,
Albert Park, Bayside, lovely there. That'll be a pretty good indication, Bill, of how well he's going, and it's a multi-year deal. So just keep an eye out for the postcard, whether it is a Toorak T00 or a Turretin T00.
Well, he's gone from the Holden to the Mustang, Jakey. That sounds all right.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. It's I've driven the same supercar Holden for a while now, so I'm looking forward to getting in a pony and seeing what it can do.
You've had 3 months off. There's been no racing. We see you've been karting. You've had 3 top 10 finishes. But the thing that we liked even more about that, you had a couple of trips into the steward's room. What did you do?
I made an appearance back in a go-kart, and I found myself in the steward's room twice, arguing in the karting court. But, it was good fun. I went down with my brother and my cousin to Emerald, and we got a tent. We were staying in a tent at the track and just had it fun like the good old days.
What do you actually have to go in for the steward's room? Just a general chit-chat about you're not happy with how people are racing around you? Do you get called in? Do you get summoned?
Oh, so I went down the inside of a guy and then I lost him. I lost him, and he was complaining about it.
So how many races did you have this year in the supercars, mate?
I'm not sure how many we've done so far. I think there's been around 9 rounds so far. Hasn't been many because of obviously all the border restrictions. It's been hard because supercars is like it's a big circus when you have to get everything to the track to make the event happen.
Mm. But and then you haven't driven for 3 months. But I think your best finish, I watched you there in Darwin. You went all right in Darwin, I reckon.
Yeah, so we finished fifth there in Darwin, which was pretty cool for all the Matt Stone Racing guys. And we've been going quite well this year. A few, probably 10 top 15 finishes for what we're doing. It's been pretty cool. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to getting back in the car this year and seeing what we can do to finish it off with the Matt Stone Racing boys before I go to Tickford.
You're back in it this weekend, of course. It's Sydney. Now, there's a night race. What's the preparation like? Do you have to do, apart from turn the lights on, do you have to do anything different to prepare? You
haven't, make sure the lights work. That'd be good, well, Dave.
That's just makes sense, Bill.
Well, since I'm 21, I'll just go start going nightclubbing and get the disco ball out.
Yeah, smart.
Get the disco ball out at nighttime and see how that is.
So how has it been? Because we asked you this question last time.
And going again.
So stop-start year in the car, but what's it been like outside the car for a young, up-and-coming supercar driver?
Yeah, heaps of running outside the car. just trying to stay focused with my training and all of that because, yeah, we're not doing a whole lot of racing because of all the restrictions, so it's made it a little bit hard, but yeah, as we can see with all the vaccines and all of that, it looks quite promising. So hopefully we can get back to a norm quite soon with all the racing and get back into it.
The final race is the big one, the Bathurst 1000. That's going from 30 November to 5 December. Surely they're going to pack up Billy's favourite spot, Mount Panorama.
Bathurst.
Billy can't say that one if you didn't catch on to that one, Snaker. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm stoked for that. It's should be a good one. We've struggled to get the crowd there the last couple of years. They haven't been allowed, so they're going to be allowed there this year. So it'll be pretty cool to have them all there and cheering on. And it's obviously a massive event with the whole town getting involved and long race or anything can happen. So hopefully we get some good results and some big points.
Do you want to have a go at it, Bill? Where it is?
Bathurst. Of course, just zoom around there. What is it, Raps? How many laps are there around Mount Palomarama? Bathurst, Snakey. Hey, do your brothers and sisters come along and even Dad and Yvonne, your mum, does she come and watch you?
Yeah, everyone comes along and has a look. They've struggled to come to all my last rounds. Mm. But, yeah, everyone will be there for the 1,000, or hopefully. They're all from WA, so McGowan's had the border hard shut, so it's been pretty hard.
Did you get to go to the grand final or anything like that?
No. Well, I've been on the Gold Coast. I haven't been able to get back, but yeah, my family went. They said it was awesome.
What are you doing up in the Gold Coast? Where's your haunts there?
What's that?
Your haunts. Where do you go there? Your local pubs.
Are you
and
being going to Cavill Ave or
yeah? Are you what's the pavilion?
Oh, the Burley Tav.
Yeah, that's it. Good boy.
You're thinking about the flamingo, aren't you?
Hey?
You're thinking about pink flamingo, aren't you?
No, not the pink flamingo, the Burley Tav.
Not the Tav, Billy, the Pav.
Oh, the Pav, that's right. The pavilion. fair to go, Jake. Lucky you was pre-recorded because Daisy's f***ed it up.
I have absolutely no part in this, mate. Well, anything else, Bill? You've got to...
No, I think he's going okay. He's only a young boy. He's focused, but he's going to come to Melbourne. So we've got to find a spot for him to live in Melbourne town. So maybe around, as he said, Bayside or South Yarra would be nice for Jakey, I reckon.
We might just have to get him under the wing and take him for a night out at the Bight. Jakey, all the best with the upcoming races, mate, at the Sydney Motorsport Park and then finishing off the year at Bathurst. Good luck to you. Good luck with the move next year and we'll catch you around town.
Yeah, thanks for that, guys. I'll chat to you soon.
Righto, Snakey.
It's the Rush Hour, Daisy and Billy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in an interpreter?
Sorry, Bill.
Interpreter. Can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. The moment you've all been waiting for, the Hump Day Quiz, all about horse racing and general knowledge. and a couple of very good prizes, my main man here, Dave.
Yeah, there absolutely is, Bill. The story continues from Dustin Martin, his authorised biography. That is available at all good bookstores. But you can win one here today and a round of golf at the magnificent St Andrews Beach Golf Course, which includes two, for two players, that is, and a six-pack of beers and a golf cart. So nice. Our contestants, Bill, the phones have lit up, but they can only be two. We have Jason from Whittlesea. Jace, how are you, buddy?
Good, Dale. How are you?
I'm terrific, Dale. Mate. Dale, that's very formal. You're a pies man,
Billy,
I see here.
Legend. Yeah, I am a pies man.
You're a pies man. Is that why I got Dale? Was I lucky not to get something
what
else?
What number were you at the pies?
Jace, what number was I at
13.
The pies?
Ah,
the
boy. Number 13.
What did you have on your duffel coat, Jace?
Nah, I wasn't a duffel coat boy, mate. Oh. But anyway.
How's Whittlesea out there? All right?
You are.
Yeah, beautiful and sunny today.
Oh, nice, Whittlesea. You been out to Whittlesea?
I haven't, no.
It's out there.
Is it? Oh, well, there we go. We got Jason. And he will be taking on Harry from West Footscray. Harry, how are you, champion?
Good, boys. How are we?
Yeah, very, very good.
What are you doing, Harry?
You're not up and about, Harry. No. What are you doing?
Nah, just bloody in the car, work.
Where's your work? You allowed to say or not?
Yeah, we're for DJ Gardner Homes.
Oh, yes.
Go and be your GG.
He's a North Melbourne fan, of course, and we love their theme song.
Now, how is your knowledge of racing and general sports, mate?
Better at general knowledge than racing, but I'm a pretty smart person. So
all right. Well, right,
the buzzers. Now, the buzzers are, Jason, you're Daisy.
Hey? Oh, no, really?
All right, then go with Jason.
I'll see myself out if you want Jason.
And Harry, you're Kanga, all right?
Righto.
Here we go. Now, you got your pad and paper?
I've got a big pen full of ink.
Question one. Who won last weekend's Cox Plate?
Kanga.
Oh, yes. Harry? In there, Harry.
State of Rest.
There is a big
state. Actually, didn't really. Shouldn't have won it.
Well, it did. It was declared the winner.
Protest went for 50 minutes.
There's one to Harry. Jace, are you still there? Is your buzzer working?
Yeah, he's all right.
Jay, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Righto. Audio question. Who is this NBA and Boomers star?
Does the streak continue? It does!
Jay.
Is not Jay. Human!
Righto, hang on, Jace.
Kanga.
No, it was Jay. Jay was in there first. Yep, go with it, Jay.
Paddy Mills.
Well done. A ring-a-ding-a-ding. Three. Who is the only female jockey to win a Melbourne Cup?
Kanga.
Oh, I think Kanga was in there first.
Yep.
Harry. No way!
Oh! Shut up, Jason. Kanga. Who?
Michelle Payne.
Yes. Yeah. What did she ride?
The one that paid $101.
Prince of Penzance, I think, was the horse there. Jay, is your buzzer working?
Yeah.
I got a protest on that one, that last Caulfield Cup thing.
Yeah, well, I like that. It
score,
was up,
please.
Dismissed and 2-1. So Harry on two, Jay on one. I'm just not sure Jay's buzzer's working.
Jay!
It is. Who is this West Coast Eagles champion? It's a audio question.
Nah, Daisy's stitching me up there.
Jay!
That's one bloke I don't want to meet.
Right. I think Jay was in first there.
Daisy.
Jay.
Nick Nat.
Yes.
Oh, there it is. 2-2, Bill.
Nick Nat Nui.
That was a big one there for Jay. 2-2. It's all square.
Well, Harry,
could you believe it?
So it comes down to this every time.
Wow.
Where's the billionaire? Come on. And now, name the English cricketer who yesterday.
Kanga.
Jay.
Ben Stokes.
No.
It was Jay in there first. His buzzers come good late.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah. That was Ben Stokes.
Well done, Jay.
To you, champion. 3-2.
Sorry, Harry.
All good, mate. Well done.
Well, Jay can have a pick of the prizes.
Yeah, you get to take a pick of the prizes, Jay, so you can either get the story continues from Dustin Martin or you can take the round of golf plus cart and six beers down at St Andrews Beach Golf Course.
Now we're out of lockout. That golf trip sounds fantastic.
You're happy with good the golf, you. Which means, Harry, you get the story continues.
Yeah, beautiful. Would love the golf that book will do. Thanks, boys.
That's all right. Christmas is coming up, mate, so feel free to re-gift it.
Yeah, a nice Richmond supporter, probably.
No doubt, Bill. Yeah. Like what you're planning to do with Shawnee Burgoyne's book?
No way. I've started reading it.
Yes.
Silk. I've got two.
Yeah, that's the front page. Bill, that was brilliant.
I know. It's a better quiz, isn't it?
It's punchy and good. Yeah, well done.
And well done to Jace and well done to Harry. They were good up and about. So well done to everyone. And up next?
Well, your joke.
Oh, it's a good one today.
Another knob one?
No, not. I got a question for you too, but I might ask you tomorrow.
Okay, save it.
Yeah, the nipples one got you.
That did confuse me.
Exactly. And we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Very good.
Right. Hook in tomorrow's show with that. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Billy and Daisy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. What do you think about that, Mal Brown?
Can you go and get... Get out of my life and out of my property and bring up and make a time like every other does his
buddy's
manners. Okay?
No, he's not happy with that, but it has been a bumper show. Tomorrow, another huge edition. Winter Olympian Jakara Anthony, as it just ticks under 100 days until the Olympics,
Bill. What does she do in the Winter Olympics?
She is a very good Olympian, Bill. We'll have a chat to her and you can ask her all the pressing questions.
Moguls.
Downhill moguls, which would be bloody tough on the knees. We can ask her all about that.
Yep.
And Triple M's own Cricket's Brad Haddin.
Oh, because
Triple
M are announcing their cricket team tomorrow morning.
Ooh, it's back on. So there's a little spoiler. Brad Haddin will be a part of it.
I reckon he might be part of it.
A couple of big names involved in that as well. We've won a gold medal in the moguls.
Have we?
Yeah, the ex-Canadian bloke who lives up at Mount Hoffman, he won a gold medal.
Oh, that's good, right? Yeah, what's his name? Ex-Canadian.
Yeah.
Righto.
All right, there we go. That's all coming up tomorrow, but it is time. Finish it off strong, Fat Boy.
Yes, come on, Fat.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Yep, the ex-Canadian.
Give Radzi time to Google it and come back and pretend like he got a break.
Don't worry, you'll cut it out. There'll be none of this. You watch, you'll cut it all out.
If we keep talking about it, we'll have to leave it in. Yeah.
Hey, Patty. Daisy.
Oh, no, we're not going to. Okay.
Goes into the florist shop and says, I'd like to buy a bunch of flowers for my girlfriend, please. The florist looked at him and said, certainly, sir. What is it you're after? A shag, says Paddy. Daisy, don't laugh. There we go. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
You find that Olympian yet,
Brett? Yeah, Dal Beck Smith.
Oh, Smitty. Good boy.
Thank you.
All right, Bill, off to the florist for you.
Here I am. Have I got some bunch of flowers? Oh, don't play it. Don't let the doggies hear that.
Woo!